Yes.
Bugsy?
What?
Bugsy Malone?
Yes.
Well, Bugsy Malone, we're recording. What? Oh. Never mind. We're recording.
Are we?
We are.
You're sure?
No, that was... I heard a bloop noise and I was confused and I saw I left Facebook open and somebody messaged me and I was like, oh, right.
I thought it was Pamela not doing a thing again.
Pamela was like, hey. So, hey, everybody.
Hi.
You've only missed me and Mike a week, but we've missed you guys for 3 weeks because we had a buffer and we kind of accidentally took some time off because I was working 50 hours a week and Mike was off touring as the bassist for Chris Jericho's band Fozzy.
I was, and they kicked me out of the band once Chris Jericho had stopped wrestling and realized I was there. I was like, hey, Junior, you're not part of the band.
Your Chris Jericho impression could also be your Shawn Michaels impression.
Well, for Shawn Michaels, I make it a little bit deeper.
A little bit deeper. Hey, Junior.
Yeah, a little more growly.
Turn that one eye sideways and growl a little more.
Yeah, remember in Hook when Tinkerbell was trying to teach Peter how to be more of a pirate?
Not really, because I haven't watched Hook since I was like 6.
What?!
I don't fucking like sit around and have Hook viewing parties.
Well, I don't generally.
Have a life? No, you don't.
Podcast.
Hey, you remember Hook? Jesus Christ.
Matt and I watch Hook all the time.
The sad thing is, I could believe that.
It's a good movie.
Hey, Dumat, what you doing today? Oh, nothing, Mike. You want to watch Hook? Yay!
That might have happened a couple times.
But yeah, Mike and I are here. We've missed you guys.
No, I've been over at his house a couple times. Like, so what do you want to do? I don't know. And then he just goes over to his DVDs and puts in Hook and we watch it.
So it's not so much you guys plan to watch Hook as it is. He just puts in the first DVD he finds and you're both too lazy to change it afterwards.
No, he specifically goes for Hook. I don't think he realizes.
I wonder why.
I don't think he realizes that I enjoy like any of the other movies that he has. There aren't many movies that I won't watch, so I don't know why he automatically goes for Hook every time. But
maybe he's like doing some kind of a weird like association experiment. Like he's gonna play Hook every time he puts it in, and then one day he's gonna not play Hook and see if you start to freak out.
But this isn't Hook! Oh my god, this is any other Robin Williams movie!
This is Toys!
That genie sounds like Peter Pan. And then he puts in Peter Pan. It really blows my mind.
What?
That Peter Pan doesn't sound anything like the genie who sounds like Peter Pan.
There's no way that child grew up to be Robin Williams.
Why does he have 20 ears?
Who's that? Smee? That's not Mario.
That's not Eddie Valiant. You haven't seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit, so you don't get that reference.
It is in my Netflix queue, though. It's number, like, 275.
It should be number seen.
If I ever get fucking time off...
It should be number seen 20 years ago.
I didn't have a childhood. I was too busy watching Highlander. Your childhood was Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Power Rangers. Mine was Power Rangers too. That's a bad example. Yours was Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Hook. Mine was Highlander and Back to the Future.
My adulthood was Hook.
My adulthood is Highlander. At least we have Power Rangers in common.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm pissed off.
Oh, wow. Whoa, hang on.
What?
Let's just take a moment.
What?
I want to appreciate that segue that we did not plan at all. That was...
That we didn't plan on talking about Power Rangers, and yet we led right into Power Rangers?
I just didn't plan that. I didn't plan that segue that worked really well, actually. Yeah. We're almost a professional podcast if I wasn't pointing out how unprofessional we were during the professional podcast. I'm sorry, continue. I'm destroying the magic.
But no, like, I don't know.
You're listening to ARG.
I don't know, 6 months ago? Yeah. You're listening to ARG podcast. Send us your calls. but no, what was it? 6 months ago, Time Life came out with their, like, it was the first 7 seasons of the show?
Yes.
The box set?
Did you? I saw where you ordered it. Did you order it?
I did. It was on sale. It was like,
is it shit?
No, I haven't even received it yet. That's not why I'm pissed off, though. It's supposed to come on Friday because it was on sale and had free shipping, and I was like, awesome, I'm going to get it now because I finally have the money to do so.
Most people wait until they get a product to be pissed that the product sucks.
I'm not even pissed at the product. I'm pissed off that the same company today, well, it wasn't Time Life, but it was the people that put the collection together and is selling it through Time Life. I forget what their name is right off the top of my head. But anyway, the same company is now releasing a 20-year DVD box set that has okay. the 7 seasons that I already ordered, plus every other fucking season.
Well, would it kill you to have 2 copies of the first 7 seasons on DVD?
I don't think it would kill me. But at the same time, it's like, clearly you had this thing in mind. So why did you only release the first 7 years to then release the 20 years? The 20 year does look cool, though, because it's a giant, like, Red Ranger helmet that has slots in the back for all the discs, and it even has 2 Ooh. Spare slots for the movie and Turbo movie. So if you already have those... What?
Both of which I assume you already own.
I have 1 disc that has both of them on it.
Could you maybe break that disc in half to fit it into both slots?
I probably could, because I also have them downloaded. I don't know why I have so many copies of those goddamn movies.
We're about to have 2 DVD copies of the whole series, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to have 2 DVD copies of at least the first 7 years.
Well, I mean, that'll make a nice Christmas present for Matt, you know, with a nice little card with it. Hey, Matt, can we watch something other than fucking Hook?
We're just going to watch Power Rangers every time I go over to his house because we have 20 fucking years of the show. Yeah, I'll give him a hand-me-down of the Time Life box set. Here you go, Matt, old buddy, old pal.
I know I'm tired because I got real excited when I realized that sentence was hand-me-down.
What?
I'm going to just give him a hand-me-down. Oh, thank God.
Not a hand job. We don't do that while watching Hook either.
Well, you wouldn't want to because you're probably dressed up, and that means you have Hook hands, and
You only have 1 Hook hand.
It would be a shame if you two were both so mesmerized by Hook that you forgot and you used the wrong hand.
This podcast is done.
I'm glad we're back. Not even 10 minutes in. Not even.
I tried to talk about something newsy.
And it just turned to Power Rangers and masturbation.
It turned into me giving Matt a hand job with a hook.
Okay, so, hey, it's Comic-Con.
Yeah, yay.
There's a new Godzilla movie coming out next summer.
I mean, arr!
Mike, I was just curious, how do you feel about the Godzilla movie coming out next? Just curious, because I can't tell how you feel.
No, my problem with it is that, like,
Americans make shitty Godzilla movies?
Not even that, because, I mean, from at least what I've seen of it, they're trying to stick a little more to the Japanese one than,
yes.
than the TriStar one.
She's pregnant!
But at the same time, it's like, Godzilla's been around for, 60 years?
Yes, something like that.
And it's like, even Japan was like, okay, we've done every fucking thing we can do with this character, let's end it. And they did their big blow-off movie. America had a go at it and fucked it up. But it's like, okay, since America did its remake, do we really need them to try it again? Can't we just watch the old Japanese ones that everyone else kind of likes and let them be there? Do we have to put our American stink on it again?
I do agree with you. As a rule of thumb, when Japan says we're out of ideas, the whole world should just go, well, that's that.
Yeah. Because they don't stop with anything.
Yeah. Has Godzilla, like, summoned his fucking Godzilla Zord yet?
That's Mechagodzilla.
See? Fuck.
And I also have this I don't know what I should call it, what the word for it is. I'm tired. But anyway, it's like
it's a penis.
It's a rule that I wish Hollywood would follow in that you get one remake of a series and that's it. Like, you can, like, they did their Godzilla movie. Okay,
uh-huh.
You did it. That was a remake of the Japanese one. You failed. You're done.
Exactly.
It's like, we don't need to do it again. Like, they're talking about rebooting Batman again. Like, no, we had the Batman franchise. Started with the Burton one. It fizzled out. We started it back up again with Batman Begins and Dark Knight movies. Okay, that was the remake. Now you're done. You don't get to make any more Batman movies unless they're part of one of those two continuities. You don't get to remake it again. You're done. No, you're done.
Eh. Technically, we're on like our fifth Batman reboot.
I'm talking about movies. I mean, they're going to do it with cartoons.
I am too. There was the serial. There was Batman 66. There was the Burton films and the Nolan films. Yeah, this would be the fifth Batman reboot. If you really want to be picky, I'm pretty sure there were two serials, and neither serial has anything to do with the other ones.
Are serials really movies, though?
They played in movie theaters. They are movies.
I've seen a lot of things that play in movie theaters that are not movies.
What kind of movie theaters are you going to, sir? This has been a very raunchy podcast. We're very tired.
But, no, like, they've played cartoon, like, compilations and things in movie theaters. Things that aren't movies, necessarily.
Right.
So, it's like, right. Just because it plays in a movie theater, especially 50 fucking years ago, that doesn't necessarily count as a movie.
They're movies. You know why they're movies? I fucking say so.
Well, then why didn't you call them movies? Why'd you call them serials? They're different. They're serials. They're not movies. Shut up.
Your face.
And does the 66 Batman really count as a movie?
How is it not a movie?
Really?
It is called Batman the Movie.
You know what? The Clash of the Red Rangers is also called Clash of the Red Rangers the Movie, not a movie.
That's shitty marketing is what that is.
Not a movie.
You can make an argument that it's a movie. I will make that argument because I didn't even finish watching Clash of the Red Rangers.
Me either.
Because it was before I'd watched RPM, and I was just like, I'm already so pissed off that this dude won't unmorph because they won't pay for him to come film him. No, just done.
He won't pay for his cameo.
It was like, I know nothing about this guy, but I hear his voice, and I see a Red Ranger, and I think, these do not add up.
Yeah. But
yeah, I said it. Ranger Series Red, worst Red Ranger. Worst Red Ranger. Not worst Red Ranger.
Not terrible, but the worst.
Was he bad as a Red Ranger? No. Was he as good as any of the other Red Rangers? Absolutely not. Worst Red Ranger. Find me a worse Red Ranger. Mike, tell me a worse Red Ranger than the RPM Red Ranger.
Alien.
The Jungle Fury Red Ranger. Okay, never mind. Second worst Red Ranger, RPM Ranger. I forgot what a putz the Jungle Fury is. I couldn't even finish the second episode. He was such a pain in the ass. Oh my god, I'm so young and there's a lion inside of me. I can't wait to put on my Red Ranger footy pajamas and go fight evil. Spirit Unleashed! I'm 12!
I still say the Alien Red Ranger is worse than either of them.
Barely a character. Doesn't count.
Yeah. He's the worst Red Ranger in the fact that, tell me his name. Exactly.
That doesn't really work because, Scott and Casey, never mind.
Yeah, see? You know their names right off the top of your head. What's the Alien
Ranger? Yeah.
What's the Alien Red Ranger's name? Yeah.
I don't know, but you know what? You know what the Red Alien Ranger never did? Anything to make me say, this guy sucks.
That's because he didn't do anything, period.
Doesn't count. Hey, he fought on the moon alongside the other Red Rangers. Was that episode on the moon?
Yes, it was.
Oof. How were they breathing?
It's Power Rangers.
But they weren't morphed the entire time.
It's Power Rangers.
Tommy should be dead.
All of them should be dead.
Several times over.
Maybe that's why he came back as a doctor, because that wasn't the real Tommy.
That was the clone that Zordon keeps in the basement?
Yeah.
Tommy, you are a clone.
That's why when Tommy died when he lost his Green Ranger powers, he was like, no, don't worry, White Ranger, see, all better.
Tommy didn't die. Oh my god.
See, Kimberly, stop crying. All better. He's fine. See?
So, basically what I'm picking up from this is Zordon is you. And you were perving pretty hard on Kimberly, and you were like, no, Kimberly, don't cry. So you downloaded your consciousness into a clone of Tommy and did things to Kimberly. Yes?
What?
Yes.
So wait, I'm Zordon, but I'm also Tommy?
I thought Batman was Zordon. Also- by the way, for anybody who's wondering, Orico.
Only a 15-minute Google search later, and he found his...
15-minute Google search now, instant response in the edited version. You know, going back and editing the audio file to where it sounds like you go, what was his name? And I'm like, Orico. Sounds like exactly the kind of thing I would do. If I wasn't so fucking tired that I don't even comprehend what an audio file is right now.
I mean, that's when you record it on your own, and so the audio levels are all different.
Chris, what was his name?
You're an idiot.
Hey, he could shoot a blue liquid-like substance.
Or water.
Oh my god, that is exactly what that is. What a shitty description.
Either spray water or blue Kool-Aid.
Oh, Orico, of course, the strawberry-flavored Aquatar Ranger. I like to refer to my Power Rangers by fruit flavors.
Then what was Delphine?
Delphine? The starfruit.
Starfruit?
Yeah.
Starfruit.
It's not white, but... you know, I mean, vanilla. She's the vanilla ranger.
There you go. Starfruit. It's not.
It's a good answer at the time.
Oh, Christ.
You've missed recording these, I can tell.
What else is going on that we can talk about?
Hey, Amazing Spider-Man 2 has officially been titled Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, no.
What a shitty name.
I thought it would be anything else, but no, I really didn't. I thought that was going to be the title the whole time.
I was just hoping, I was like, surely to God they'll do something cool. Like, they'll call it Spectacular Spider-Man, or Web of Spider, or, you know, one of the 2 million fucking adjectives they have for a Spider-Man, no, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Which I think is indicative of exactly how much effort they're going to put into the story.
No, because with Amazing Spider-Man, it's already got a super long title. If they put Spectacular or Friendly Neighborhood or, like you said, any one of the other billion names that they have for him, it might be perceived as being part of a different series. And then if they added another title to it, like Amazing Spider-Man, Attack of the Green Goblin, that is a fucking mouthful of a title. So Amazing Spider-Man 2, whatever, sure. I think for keeping it short and memorable and letting people know that it is part of the same series, okay.
Well, I think you smell.
Which is your response for when you don't want to admit that I'm right, but you know that I'm right. It's okay to admit that I'm right, Chris.
No.
It's okay.
No.
You can't be right. You're Mike and you're stupid, and I don't like you.
Don't you have arts to art?
I don't, actually. I did all my arts for the week.
Legacy Dragonzord and Dragon Dagger. What?
I know.
So much monies.
I just saw all the figure arts things.
I'm trying not to look at them.
How they keep just coming out with more and more full teams.
I just saw it. Oh my god, they look so badass. I want to pose them.
It's like, I think they've got 3 full teams out now. and they're, I imagine, planning more. Because why would you do the storm?
It is kind of weird to me that they like, you know, it's Samurai, which is a really popular, I'm sorry, they did Shinkenger, which is a really popular season, and they did Zero Ranger, and then they were like, and Ninja Storm. What?
So it just makes me think that they're planning on doing all of the teams, which, yeah, sure, $1 million.
I hear Mike is really looking forward to buying those RPM figures. I tell you what we need to do before the next podcast, Mike. Figure out how the fuck you pronounce Figuarts.
Like, Figuart.
Figuart?
Or Figuart.
Figuart?
Because they're figures, but they're art. So it'd be Figuart, which sounds like some weird Armenian food.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers are returning for their own comic book series from paper. No, that's not my story. Why are they doing not my story?
Is it starting it over again? Or is it just going to be like the further adventures of Power Rangers?
I don't know. It's a legit story because... Oh, it's a graphic novel? What? Set to work like lost episodes of the original TV show.
And there you go.
In May 2014. I'm not really thrilled by this artwork.
Link, let me see.
Also, it's not my... Oh, God! Oh, God! Why... Where are Rita's lips?
I think there's a page with tentacle porn on it from Chris's reaction. You tentacles, put Rocky down!
Billy, put that back in your pants!
No, give me a link. Let me see these.
I put it in the chat.
Okay. My chat, for whatever reason, is not making noise. It didn't even ring when you called.
Kind of like... All the women you date.
Nah, shut up.
Nah,
I don't date women.
Mike's a homo gay. I sent both arts.
Okay, so I imagine this is the cover?
I don't know.
With all of them in very serious poses and Rita looking sort of like a teenage
Rita
boy.
Rita came. That's Rita's O-face.
I don't mind the designs of the Rangers, but Rita's looking like a child. I'm a little boy dressed as Rita.
The Rangers just look extra spandexy to me. Like, I don't know. I'm not a fan for some reason.
Either one.
I know what it is. The diamonds are off.
Diamonds.
It's not like they've got like three diamonds across their chest instead of the one big, huge one.
But they're supposed to have the three across the chest.
No, because one's kind of over the shoulders. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
The diamonds are too centered.
Right, it's three diamonds instead of a big diamond and like two triangles on the side.
Well, because what it is the diamond on the side is supposed to kind of like the arm goes through it.
Right, it wraps around to the back.
Yeah. But they didn't do that. The artist was lazy and didn't do the research and just put three fucking huge diamonds on their chest, and it makes them look cheap and shitty, like the fucking Dollar General version of Power Rangers.
Like the ones that I drew.
And the morphers have, like, zero detail to them. Do you notice that? Like, they're just straps.
Yeah, but those things are a pain in the ass to draw. And if you gotta draw, like, 10 of them each page for... I imagine if it's
no,
a
you don't have
novel.
To draw 10 of them on each page, but it would be nice if you would do them right on the fucking cover art.
Nah.
Shut up, artist.
Nah.
Mike, you're defending shitty art, even though that's his career.
Yeah. Because I know what a pain in the ass it is to draw these fucking things.
Well, then you just Buckley that shit. You draw one, and you save the file, and you copy-paste. If Tim Buckley can do that with eyes, goddammit, we can do that with... Ranger morphers. Okay, if somebody's got a problem with it, all we gotta say is, why the fuck are you looking so close at the Ranger morphers on every page?
Why are you looking at the Ranger's crotch on every page? There's more stuff going on. I don't know. I'll get it and read it and probably have something to bitch about.
You heard it here first, folks. Turn in summer of 2014 so we can bitch about the Power Rangers comic book.
then I'm going to, like, completely forget about this and be like, there was no detail in the morphers at all, and the diamonds were drawn wrong, and God damn it.
By then, I've died, and somebody's replaced me on the podcast. Somebody who's like, I never watched Power Rangers.
Don't you agree, Caesar, that this is poorly drawn?
Yeah, man. Shit.
Which we haven't done a Raw Reactor in a long time, either.
I was going to say, I guess we can talk about wrestling until we get the Raw Reactor back up and going.
We can talk about wrestling and how TNA is slowly bleeding to death.
How they fired everybody, yeah.
Like, at this rate, like, by the next Impact taping, it's going to be Hogan and Bully Ray, and that's it.
Somebody already mentioned on a forum, they were like, I see the main event mafia's strategy is to just fire everybody in Aces and Eights.
Yeah, Doc got fired, D'Lo got fired.
Well, now what happened with Doc is the same thing that happened to RVD. They just kept putting off ironing out a deal until the deal expired, and then he just kind of went elsewhere.
Yeah, I guess
RVD said he had arranged a deal and got it worked out with Pritchard, and then Pritchard just basically stopped returning his phone calls.
And that's one of the reasons why Pritchard was fired today.
I can't imagine why they would fire the guy who let Luke Gallows, Tara, Madison Rain, RVD,
Matt Morgan.
Yeah, it's like, wow, they have nobody. Taylor Hendricks.
Yeah, let's see here. Pritchard.
Joey Ryan.
Pritchard has been Senior Vice President of Talent Relations and Programming since October 2011.
Of course, my first thought when I read D'Lo got released was, break out the chest armor, here comes the next big WWE part-timer. Oh my God, D'Lo Brown versus John Cena at WrestleMania. The match nobody wanted.
They could team him back up with Mark Henry now that he's face and dealing with Shield.
Punk will be like, I don't want a match with D'Lo Brown. I don't want to be paralyzed. Punk and Draws team up against D'Lo and John Cena in a career versus Handy Capable match. Draws can walk now. He can totally do it. I bet he can bump.
He can walk now?
Last I heard, he was walking.
Last I heard, he had regained his upper body, but still couldn't walk.
Let me check and see.
Wikipedia, give us knowledge.
I wiki draws, and I get a bunch of Swiss people.
I got Dr. Oz show, and Mehmet Oz, a Turkish cardio something surgeon. There's Darren Drozdov.
Walk. I guess he can't. I thought I read somewhere he was walking again.
You're wrong, and Draws is still broken.
Oh.
Feel bad.
I'm sorry, Puke. I'm sure he listens to this.
Feel bad that he can't walk and his tattoo artist is a fat guy dancing.
I wonder, though, can he still vomit on command?
No, he might have lost all the muscle control in his abdomen to be able to do that.
That would be unfortunate.
Oh, no, he lost everything he could do.
Because, boy, it sounds so bleak when you put it that way. He lost the ability to do everything.
He can't walk or puke anymore. Oh, my God, the poor guy. Thanks, D'Lo.
God damn it.
Thanks, Obama.
The D'Lo is because that's how you feel when he gets done with you. Mighty D'Lo.
D'Lo Obama.
Yeah, TNA, hemorrhaging talent. Meanwhile, over in WWE, I mean, they've just locked in. I mean, come on, WWE 2K14, already the best video game ever made because the Ultimate Warrior took the rocket ship from the Blood Moon Dragon all the way back to 2K14.
That was a great commercial for it, though, where he's walking around
Oh my God.
Beating up the staff.
Gotta say, props to the Lasian dude who sold that from
table?
The Warrior. Yeah. And he just, like, kind of swatted at, and I think, like, Ziggler was off camera going, let me tell you how I'd sell this shit.
Oh, God. But, yeah. But have you actually seen the in-game footage of him and Randy Savage?
Looks so shitty.
Yeah. Like, this is the best wrestling game to come out in 2004.
I get that it's the first year with a new company and it's not going to be like groundbreaking or anything, but I'm looking at the footage like, so did they just record 13 footage? What's going on?
Well, I mean,
they know it's out in like 3 months, right?
But they're still working with, Ukes, which was the engine development, and they did all the like in-game stuff. And it's like, as far as I know, 2K is like just the distributor. A lot like THQ was, but it's like, so the same people are working on the game, essentially.
Right.
But it looks worse.
Figure that one out.
It doesn't make sense, and it does look so bad. Ultimate Warrior's arms look so tiny.
I was more distracted by his hair. Oh my god.
A giant head.
That. Like, I know his hair looked like that, but it didn't look like that.
It looks like he's wearing a giant brown helmet on his head instead of hair.
Well, that's in case the Blood Moon rocket ship from the dragon space thing crashes into the big blue marble that is the
to protect his head when he puts the plane into a nosedive, Hulk Hogan!
Let's at least be honest, too. Let's be frank here. Ultimate Warrior at 55 looks better than 90% of the WWE roster today. Dude is in good fucking shape.
I guess.
Why is there a picture of Jason David Frank dressed as the Green Ranger holding an umbrella? Why is the Quantum Ranger guarding his dick? Anyways, yeah, Ultimate Warrior, pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like, they got Ultimate Warrior, they got Randy Savage. It's looking to be a really good roster, but...
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the footage...
It's sounding like it'd be a really good DLC pack for the game I bought last year.
I'm just hoping that the footage that they're releasing is incomplete. That they're planning on doing something to polish that, because it looks like shit right now.
Where's the rest of the game? Do you know how much time we spent locking in the Ultimate Warrior? Do you know what that requires? We lost 5 programmers. We don't know where they are.
We lost 5 programmers. Oh, you had to fire them to make room for the budget? No, we lost them. We don't know where they are.
We think they're on the moon. We're not sure.
They're in Jim Helwig's compound in Arizona.
That hair has to... He's got to do something to get that hair looking like that, and sometimes you need the blood of an intern.
The best thing about that commercial, though, was that he had, like, his new old man short hair.
Yeah.
Which, I know it's him, but without the long hair, that's not Ultimate Warrior. That's just an old guy with face paint. Sorry, Jim Helwig, you're still loony.
His name's Warrior, sir. He had it legally changed.
Yes.
Because fuck Vince McMahon.
I love that he changed his name to Warrior to retain the name, and then it's like they did an interview with McMahon about that, and he's like, obviously Jim doesn't know how copyright really works, but we'll let him think that he can keep the name.
We love you, Ultimate Warrior.
I really don't.
We'll remember you as you were, not as you are.
We'll remember you as a young, crazy, mediocre worker, not as an old, crazy, mediocre worker.
It's not often that you describe a wrestler to somebody and you say, that man's insane, and you mean it. But I'm always like, you see that man right there? That man is legitimately insane. Why is he shaking the ropes like he's having a seizure? He's probably having a seizure.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. His brain is bleeding.
I remember I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, yeah, that's the Ultimate Warrior. His matches all last about 5 to 10 minutes, because after he snorts all that cocaine and drinks all that booze and runs 5 laps around the rings and shakes the fucking ropes, he's too tired to have a real fucking match. It's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it sad. You do that much cocaine and drink that much alcohol, you can't put on a 5-star classic. You can, however, squash the boss's future son-in-law.
Which makes me the most surprised that Warrior's in the game. I mean, I don't know how much WWE has to say over...
In the game.
What?
In the game. Because it's Triple H.
No, I was like, I don't know how much WWE has say over who they put in the game, the video game. But, like, I would assume that if they had any say in it, that Warrior would not be in it.
I disagree.
Just based on the fact that I don't think Triple H likes Warrior.
I disagree. Triple H is shown to be very business savvy, and I mean, I think he would put that aside for the business.
Well, I mean, he's not as vengeful as McMahon is, but he's still... Yeah.
And I think what we've been able to tell from the last few years, burying the hatchet with Brett, and supposedly he'd buried the hatchet with Randy right before he died. He was getting ready to bring Randy back as the GM. Supposedly Randy Savage was going to be the mystery GM, but he died before that could happen. Vince is softened
up. So it's Hornswoggle.
It's horsey. Vince just said, fuck it, it's the midgets. What's his name? Never mind. They don't have names. Paul, I want you to go tell the midget. I want you to go tell the midget he's the mystery GM. Don't let him bite you. You'll become one of them.
I'm imagining him having this whole meeting with Triple H telling him, like, go tell the midget. That, meanwhile, he's, like, leaning on his head.
He's like...
Got his arm resting on Hornswoggle's head. Go tell the midget he's the mystery GM.
Hornswoggle's just like, shut up, chair. I feel like Vince is kind of...
This stool's got a very fuzzy top.
I feel like Vince has kind of chilled out a lot as he's gotten older. It ultimately is Vince's license, and it ultimately is Vince's money, and if he didn't want Warrior in the game, the license and the money would go away.
Well, it is his license, but I mean, I don't know how much of that Vince even really controls.
Vince doesn't even know what a fucking video game is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like...
Yeah. I
It's like, hey, someone goes by and say, hey, good job on getting Warrior in 2K14. It was, huh? We're doing what?
2K... What the hell did we hire Raven? I mean, the Ultimate Warrior.
No, the new video game. What is that, huh?
Is that on the Atari?
How can you play a whole wrestling game with a joystick?
Is it like Pac-Man? I just beat World 1 in Mario last night.
Played this great video game. You're this little plumber. You're climbing to fight a giant gorilla. He kind of looks like Brodus Clay.
Do we have the movie rights to that? Paul, get me the movie rights to Donkey Kong. That makes no sense. We'll change the name.
Summer WWE Films presents Brodus Clay as Donkey Kong.
Who's going to play Mario? Cody, you've got a mustache.
Cody and Daniel Bryan are the
Cody
Mario
would
brothers.
Just be, like, super excited, and then he's like, teach Paul how to grow one like that. God damn it. John, come here, quick. How do you look in red overalls?
And then he gives Donkey Kong the attitude adjustment off the top of the scaffolding.
Somebody asked on a forum, they were like, what do you think would derail Brett Daniel Bryan's push the most right now? And I said, well, Daniel would show up the day before the go-home Raw, and he'll have cut his hair and trimmed his beard, and he'll look like he did when he had the World Heavyweight Championship. And he'll look like a champion again. And everybody will say he looks really good. He looks like a strong wrestler. He's in great shape. And John will say he really thinks he looks like a champion and he deserves the strap. And Vince will say, who the fuck is this vanilla midget? Get the fuck out of here. Where's Brian? God damn it. Fuck him. Get me Orton. It's funny because, again, it's kind of true.
Yeah. It's the most marketable thing about Brian is that beard. And
Triple H is behind him going, that's Daniel Bryan. No, he's not. The guy with the beard over there is. That's Bray Wyatt. Bullshit. That's... No.
Yeah, I imagine you're going to see a lot of NXT and indie guys growing big, thick, hideous beards.
They already fucking have. Have you seen Cassius Ohno?
Yeah.
Who they're supposedly trying to get on the roster.
I mean, you're going to turn on ROH one day and it's going to look like a lumberjack convention. All of them trying to get hired.
I can't wait for the day that Diva shows up with the beard. Hey, everybody, Michelle McCool's back. Oh.
Well, I hear Lillian Garcia didn't trim, so.
You heard it here on Art, ladies and gentlemen. Lillian Garcia, au naturel.
Oh, there was a shoot interview with X-Pac, and he had to do, like, a word or something.
Oh, God!
And they asked him Lillian Garcia, and his word was Big Bush.
Oh, X-Pac.
Have you seen it? No, but I heard.
Yeah, he can't really judge. He fucked China. Anyways. Hey, here's a cool little fact that the Mario thing reminded me of. I don't know if you read this. Somebody asked Nintendo why their games have gotten progressively easier over the years. And they said they actually do market research on that. They pull in control groups and make them play the original Super Mario Brothers and see how many people make it through the first world. And it every year, a few less people can do it.
That's sad.
Yeah, and I'm just like, wait.
The first world meaning like the first four levels, right?
No, like 1-1.
So the first level?
Yes. Exactly.
Let's put that in perspective. I beat that first level before I learned how to fucking read.
Let's put that in perspective, too.
Mike cannot read.
Still doesn't know how to read. What's that word, Mike? That's your name. Fuck. No, this is Mike.
No, seriously. I was maybe 4 when I was playing Mario Brothers.
Right.
So, yeah. I learned how to do that before I learned how to do most things that you need to learn to do to function in life. And people can't do what a 4-year-old was able to accomplish.
Yep.
See, I think they should just make the games harder for that. Like, the fewer people that can get through it, the harder the game becomes.
They should adapt the policy of, no, fuck you.
It's like, I could get, like you said, the first world, meaning the first 4 levels, because they do get progressively more difficult. I can get through them, but whatever. But... the first level.
Yeah. That's a little ridiculous.
This is why I couldn't be, like, the overseer of these, like, test groups or whatever.
Wait, you... What? You... But no! No!
I'd, like, have poison gas... pumped into the room whenever someone couldn't beat the fucking level. I see it as cleansing the gene pool.
Ooh. As of now, only 2 matches for SummerSlam are official. Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk and John Cena versus Daniel Bryan. For those keeping track, SummerSlam less than a month away.
Yeah.
Oh, no, a little over a month. 5 weeks.
But... those are 2 money matches. I don't think that they need to announce anything more.
They are
not to say that they shouldn't announce more matches before then, but
they
those
are talking
2 big time matches. I think they could sell the show.
Yeah, they're talking Cody versus Sandow. Mm-hmm. I read about this one the other day. They're talking Cody versus Sandow with the briefcase on the line and Cody coming out a babyface.
Cody's already a babyface, so that wouldn't mean anything.
Oh, Cody's a heel.
The second Sandow turned on him, Cody was a babyface. The second it happened.
I haven't watched the pay-per-view. I know he got turned on, but, I mean... well, I know he didn't get... you know what I mean. I know Cody got turned on by Damian Sandow.
Turned on as betrayed, not turned on as turned on.
Oh, they're also talking Kane versus Bray Wyatt, which... I really like their entrance.
I do too, but I don't know that I want to see them fight Kane just yet.
I don't want to see that either, but I really like their entrance. I do have one problem with their entrance, though.
The electric lantern?
Blowing out the electric lantern. Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. But they have a really cool entrance. Something involving the Shield with Mark Henry and the Usos in either two title matches or a trios belt. And possibly Big E versus Dolph Ziggler.
I don't think any of those would be bad matches, except I think that they should sell Kane's injury a little longer.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to, like, they should build a feud with somebody else, maybe have the Wyatts, like, totally dominate that person, and then have Kane do a run-in and maybe run him off?
Yeah. Right now it looks like the plan originally was Taker and Kane versus the Shield, because they were trying to start that angle a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker is now recovering from shoulder surgery. Nobody knows if it was just something that came up or if he was legitimately injured trying to set up that angle with a Shield. But he's not going to be available for SummerSlam. It is doubtful he will be around until his usual pre-Mania return. I have said this before. I love The Undertaker. It's time to hang it up.
Yeah. It's when... I read, like, he's only 44 or something like that.
Yeah, dude is beat to hell.
Yeah, I would have said that he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
And he looks actually, like shit. Oh, he's 48. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere that he was only 44. Maybe Mark Henry's only 44.
Yeah, he needs to hang it up. And I think the best thing he could do right now, hang it up, go in the Hall of Fame and just do one really good blowout documentary where he finally drops fucking kayfabe completely. Because he still clings to it a little bit. Not as much as he used to now, doing fucking motorcycle ads and whatnot.
Yeah, he does appearances outside of the character, which I think that he's obviously smart enough to realize that he doesn't have that much longer left in wrestling and he needs to start looking into other endeavors to continue to live.
He is the only one we've never really gotten the documentary about.
Right.
And, I mean, you've seen how their documentaries have been coming out lately. The Punk one, The Rock one, The Austin one, the Foley one, which I was told was at the same level of quality. They got a Triple H one coming out in a few months. I would really love just one huge fucking blowout Undertaker documentary.
Yeah, it'd be really cool, especially just to see him drop character and actually talk about shit as it happened.
Yeah, actually talk, and I mean, as long as he's been there and as much as he's been through.
And yeah, he's been there since Hogan. Yeah.
Oh, David Otunga has not been around is because he's doing what the company is considering public relations work. Fuck it. He's doing things else stuff. Mike is an artist. He can't read. I'm a writer. I can't talk. Together, we just kind of suck. But we can walk. Fuck you, Draws. That was wrong.
That was terrible.
Rey Mysterio is undergoing stem cell treatment.
For what?
They're trying to regenerate his knee ligaments.
Talk about someone who needs to fucking hang it up. Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio needs to hang it up.
He needed to hang it up 5 fucking years ago.
Rey Mysterio and Undertaker should just have, like, one match where they, like... They should have their own finger poke of doom match where they just collapse in a fucking broken heap. And the fucking announce team just sells it like they've both been shot multiple times and we never see them again.
The lights go out, they come back up, Undertaker's hat and Mysterio's mask are just laying in the middle of the ring.
And outside of the ring, trying to roll as quickly as they can underneath it, are The Undertaker and Rey Mysterio without the mask or hat. Oh shit, the lights came up too quick.
Their legs are scrambling to get under the ring. Move.
That's the only problem with that plan. WrestleMania, the lights go dim and they stay out for like 45 minutes. You're like the cameraman, like, Ark, you gotta go faster than that.
They put Hornswoggle under the ring to help drag them under. Get the midget under the ring. He needs to drag the slightly larger midget under.
Maybe we just dress Unico up as Rey Mysterio and hope nobody notices. That's my solution from now on. We have a masked character that's not doing as well as they should. Fuck it, just dress Unico up. He's not doing anything. What's Matt Morgan doing right now? Let's dress him up as the Undertaker. He's tall.
They dress him up as Rey Mysterio. Rey got kind of big.
We're sad to announce that Matt Morgan died after attempting to do the West Coast Paw. He just fucking landed on his neck. You mean his head? No, he landed on his neck. We don't know how he did that. His head is no longer attached.
Oh, God.
No, what I was thinking that they should have done.
I'm trying to imagine. I'm trying to wrap my head around Matt Morgan doing like a West Coast Pop or anything like that. Like, I'm imagining he tries to do a 619 and just like shatters his shin on the fucking ring post.
I think he gets tangled up in the ropes and just a big mess.
Would the ropes even support him enough to do a, like, he just grab the ropes and fall?
He starts swinging around, they snap, and he winds up in the third row.
Hey, Mysterio, going for the... Oh. I want to see Matt Morgan try to do a 619. That is my dream now.
He's going to harass him on Twitter now.
I pissed off the Smarks.
Hmm?
Nothing. I pissed off some Smarks.
What'd you do?
Some guy was like, let me find the first one here. It was a thread about Jericho leaving, and somebody was like, maybe he'll be back. And I was like, why wouldn't he be back? He's done this every year for like a decade now. He'll be back in January. He'll be back part-time, blah, blah, blah. I was like, he was doing this part-time bullshit a decade before The Rock did, but we don't bitch because he doesn't show up and demand the spotlight and he goes out on his back. It's fine when Jericho does it. Well, The Rock did that too. He passed the torch to Cena. I said, yeah, after he stole the spotlight at 3 WrestleManias and off of everybody who wasn't John Cena or CM Punk for 3 years.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you know, now they're all jumping up to defend The Rock.
Rocky deserves it. You know what he did for this company?
Yeah, let's see. But the thing is, The Rock being at those WrestleManias meant more money was made and a bigger payday for everyone. I don't think this guy gets how they pay people at WWE, because I promise, no. No.
It was a bigger payday for everyone who was on the show.
It was a bigger payday for The Rock and John Cena. I hated Rock Cena, too, as much as I'm sure you did. I didn't hate it, actually. But him being there was good for everyone. No. It wasn't good for their champion, CM Punk. No, Punk wasn't their champion. The Rock was their champion. It wasn't good for their belt because it looked like shit because the champ got it and then ran away. Hey, I'm The Rock. I'm the champion now. I'm never going away. Bye.
Yeah. I'm never going away. See you in 4 weeks at WrestleMania.
That's because The Rock is quite frankly bigger than wrestling at this point. Dude is among the top 10 highest paid in the actors right now. You're naturally going to make him a huge focus in an effort to get more mainstream eyes on your product. It'd be silly not to. Yes! Why would you dare try to make your product appealing when you could just put The Rock in there? Because there's no one with talent in WWE today.
It's like, that's one of the reasons why WrestleMania for the last 2 years has been kind of a lackluster show, because they were just resting on the fact that Rock was going to be there, so they didn't need to put any effort into actually booking a decent show.
Yes.
Like, people are going to watch it because Rock's there.
Exactly. I get bringing The Rock back for, like, the match. And then I get that he's got to have the rematch after that. But it didn't need to be at 2 WrestleManias. And he didn't need to fucking eat up 3 WrestleManias for that. The Rock's going to be the host of WrestleMania 20. Nobody gives a shit. The Rock's still here to promote G.I. Joe. Ah, fuck you.
I didn't care about the part where he was the host. That part didn't bother me.
I would have been fine with that if he had just stayed the host.
Yeah, it's when they
It was when he had, you know, hey, this match is for the title and it's really important. Just fucking kidding, The Rock's going to interfere and determine the outcome.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, wow, this was a fucking... 27 was shit.
I honestly can't remember much about it. I remember it Miz was the champion.
It had Michael Cole versus Jerry Lawler in the match where Jerry Lawler should have finally got... gave Michael Cole his comeuppance. So, naturally, Michael Cole fucking won at WrestleMania against the King.
Yeah.
And then it had the CM Punk-Randy Orton match that pissed me off because Randy Orton spent 20 minutes telling that he could barely walk on his leg and then laying on the mat hit a fucking 6-foot in the air RKO. God damn it. I was like, I was in a theater watching it, and I saw that, and I just yelled out, are you fucking kidding me? As every redneck goes, yeah, Viper, fuck all of you. You just love him because he's a fucking Stone Cold carbon copy bull. Ah, I did not enjoy that. Oh, yeah, that was also Jomo, Trish Stratus, and Snooki versus Ziggler and Lay Cool. Just a reminder, as of that WrestleMania, Snooki and Michael Cole became undefeated at WrestleMania. That was also the Cody Rhodes Rey Mysterio match that was their blow off. And oh, that was Edge's last match. Edge defeated Alberto Del Rio because Christian drove up.
Yeah, he drove in the one truck. Of Del Rio's cars or whatever.
He drove up in a truck, and then they destroyed one of Del Rio's. You know, hey, we're here to be the good guys, and then they vandalized.
Vandalized several thousand-dollar car.
We're the good guys. That was also the first Undertaker Triple H match, which I remember feeling it was lackluster at the time, but they put on a good show. I do remember at one point being convinced that they had legitimately nearly killed themselves.
Yeah, I remember defending that match because everyone was talking about how slow and plodding it was, and it's like, actually watch the match. They were building to something. It's not just a slow match.
I'm okay with a slow match as long as it's building to something going on.
Yeah.
And that's what this was doing.
But everyone was
27 was a terrible WrestleMania, though. 28... which had the
although
much
Snooki
better...
Snooki showed more athleticism than I thought she could have.
Yeah, it's
I'll give her that.
Yeah.
Not defending her being on the show or her as a person, because I think she's awful, but...
She did better than Maria Menounos did at WrestleMania 28 when she teamed with Kelly against Beth and Eve.
Yeah. The best part about that match was when she did the stink face to Eve, and then it turned the ass of her pants orange.
Yeah, it looked like she shit herself.
Yeah.
It was funny. Oh, that was also... I don't know if you remember this, but that was also The Rock versus John Cena.
That was Rock Cena 1.
I don't know if you remember that. It was a little understated match on the undercard.
I remember hearing something about it. I mean, I didn't get the DVD, so I didn't get to see the whole thing, but...
Right.
I'm sure it's
right.
On YouTube somewhere.
That was also the infinitely better Undertaker Triple H match. With the Shredder jacket that I really liked. And that was, of course...
With also the Castle Grayskull.
Yeah.
So it was Skeletor versus Shredder.
Yeah.
With Shawn Michaels as the referee.
Oh, man. It was Skeletor versus the Shredder with Quasimodo from the Hunchback of Notre Dame as the referee. Does that make Vince McMahon Frollo?
Yes. He's kept Shawn Michaels in a bell tower.
Oh, my God.
That's where Shawn Michaels was for that 6 years that, like, after he got his, quote, back injury and disappeared for all that time.
Yeah.
That's why he came back as a born again, because he was stuck in a Catholic church in the bell tower. He had nothing to do but read the Bible.
That's why the super kick is so strong. He's naturally attuned the band to the sound of the bell tower. The band is in perfect sync with the Bell Tower. that was also a match that is hilarious in hindsight, but at the time made me swear so loudly. Sheamus and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, the 8 second.
The 18 second match. I looked up, I was with my girlfriend at the time at a Buffalo Wild Wings, and I had me a big old plate of cheese dogs. I looked up, I said, this is going to be so fucking good. I looked down, I took a bite, and I looked up, and I said, are you fucking kidding me? I missed the whole goddamn match. I just looked up. They're like, let's go to the replay. And I'm, what?
They just point out the exquisite redneckedness of that goddamn scenario. I was watching WrestleMania with my girlfriend at Buffalo Wild Wings, had a plate of cheesy hot dogs, and I'd look down at that delicious plate, look back up, and goddamn it, if Sheamus hadn't already won.
It also had the Kane-Randy Orton match, which even though I watched that WrestleMania, I have still never seen because I made every effort possible to not pay attention. Because I was, at the time, it was just like, this feud is only happening because they have nothing better for these two people to do.
That was the one that on that wrestle joke cracked me up, because this feud has started because of a shake hands.
That was where Big Show won the Intercontinental Championship, too. And
his last title that he hadn't won.
Oh, and don't forget Team Johnny versus Team Teddy.
Where Eve turned on Zack Ryder despite having been a heel for 2 months prior.
Right in the bro nuts.
Even though they had already done the reveal that she had used Zack Ryder and John Cena to, for whatever reason. And yeah, it's like that had already all gone down, and then they did the big heel turn at WrestleMania, even though we all knew it was coming. And
oh, Eve.
It's like, I often say that usually, like, predictability in wrestling isn't bad as long as it makes sense. But it's like, that was predictable because she had already come out as a heel.
Zach, we can't really feel bad for you about this one. You've kind of already said it.
We should have, it's like, I don't feel bad for Zack Ryder because he was the only person that didn't see it coming.
Oh, Eve. Oh, yeah, WrestleMania 28 wasn't great. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
It was better than 27.
That's not saying much. And there was 29, which
it wasn't the WrestleMania where fucking Lawrence Taylor was in the main event, so
valid point. They didn't, hang on. They didn't have a celebrity match at WrestleMania 29. I just realized that.
Didn't they?
No. You had,
They had The Rock.
Yeah, they had The Rock. Do we really need Snooki and The Rock? I feel like we should just go with Snooki.
Although Snooki did make the appearance at 29 in the crowd, looking like she was Hulk Hogan's tan that had crawled off of him.
They had The Rock and Lesnar, let's not forget. That was Triple H versus Lesnar with Shawn Michaels and Paul Heyman number fucking, was that 3? I don't know. Triple H just kind of keeps going, hey, I know he's beat my ass a bunch of times before, and I've only beat him once, but I think I can take him this time.
Well, I think that was only the second one. I think they faced it SummerSlam, and I think that was
SummerSlam,
it.
WrestleMania, Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules was Cena.
Cena and Lesnar? No, because the last Extreme Rules.
Oh, the most recent one, yeah. The first Extreme Rules
Cage
was
match.
Cena.
Yeah, and that was a really good match in retrospect.
You can say that.
You can look back now and go, eh, that didn't suck.
Then yeah,
it was kind of a bullshit finish. But it was nice watching Brock Lesnar, like, actually try to kill John Cena. Like, even then watching it on my shitty pirated stream, I was just like, oh, he's trying to kill him.
It was nice to see legitimate murder on professional wrestling for a change.
It was just kind of like, oh, they got to stop it for blood. That's a lot of blood.
But yeah, the first fight was at SummerSlam between him and Triple H, and then the WrestleMania one was their second fight.
They've had four, though.
No?
Yeah. Hang on. Then they... I'm telling you, they had four. First cage match. Cage match.
I'm on Lesnar's thing here.
Well, get off Lesnar's dick. Sable's gonna beat you up. Is it weird that Brock... Is it weird to you to realize at some point that Brock Lesnar and Sable are, like, married?
Nah.
Like, every once in a while, I'm like, oh, hey, Sable, she was attractive to me when I was 12.
So she's, like, 10 years older than Brock Lesnar. That doesn't matter. Whatever.
He likes an older woman. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I can't fault him for it.
You know, 10 years older, that means he was our age-ish, comparatively, when he was watching her wearing that handprint bikini. So, I mean, you know, that's like if you, in, like, 10 years, were banging Lita. Right?
I wouldn't say no.
Of course not. Brock Lesnar.
No, blah, blah, blah.
From 2012. All promotions. Show me all those non-WWE promotions where Brock Lesnar and Triple H had matches. Watch it pull up like Ring of Honor.
There was that one time in Japan.
I could have swore they had four.
I don't know. Like, I think maybe you're thinking that... Lesnar's
had four matches, yeah.
Well, no, Lesnar broke Triple H's arm before their SummerSlam match.
That's probably what I'm thinking of.
So they had their little scuffle, and he pinned him down and broke his arm, and yeah.
You broke my fucking arm. And then we got those great pictures of Triple H wearing that quote-unquote brace, still doing office work. Oh. I remember the one of him... You know, on, like, Raw the next night, they were like, hey, Triple H isn't letting this get him down, and they had pictures of him, like, in his suit and tie with this weird, like, brace on his arm.
Yeah, this bionic thing.
Yeah, I just remember him wearing it in the boardroom, like, nothing was bugging him. I was just, like, had the brace over his work shirt.
Well, they had to do that because, like, right after, like, that happened on Raw, and then the next night he was... pictures came out of him at some UFC event where he wasn't wearing a cast, a brace, anything.
Oh, here we go.
This guy that broke his arm just last night seems to be doing fine.
This picture. Like, that's how braces work, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird double standard because it's like, everybody's pissed Triple H didn't sell his arm injury. Aren't you people always complaining about how fake this sport is? By that same virtue, Triple H is pissed that everyone's upset he didn't sell his arm injury. Aren't you always trying to convince us how real this sport is? Like, not even trying to pretend it's a cast or anything. Like, Lesnar broke his arm and he just put some straps on it and said, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I was not far off. Brock Lesnar's 36, Sable is 45.
Are you psychic? How is Brock Lesnar only, like, 8 years older than me? Wow, I'm a fucking failure. I am neither a UFC champion or banging Sable.
No, it's like when I was 20 and they said that Rene Dupree was their youngest superstar at 19. I was like, fuck it. Okay, I lost.
It's over.
This guy's 19 and is in WWE on national television.
I mean, flip side of that argument, though, that guy is Rene Dupree.
He's still doing better than either of us were.
He doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Rene Dupree doesn't?
Nope.
Certainly you're wrong.
I just wikied him.
Let's see, he was in that team, La Resistance.
Is that what your basis is? My life is a failure. I was not a member of La Resistance. You might have, like, a La Resistance page.
Rene Dupree. Born Rene Gauguin.
Why did it not come up when I searched?
Probably because he's got the little accent marks.
Oh, it's the fucking little... Higgy-bidish-shitty-fiddish. Rename Dinah Sharp.
Wait, but he's older than me. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait he's just 29. A goddamn minute.
He's... What?
I remember being older than him when they said he was the youngest signee at 19.
Oh my god, are you telling me that they made something up?
He became the youngest wrestler in history to win the tag team championships at 19. Okay, maybe I wasn't.
Wow, you were so out of it that you made... you forgot how old you were when you were pissed about somebody being younger than you. Sir.
And he's, like, only a couple weeks, so it's not like we overlapped and we were both 19 and he was on TV and I was just getting out of high school. God.
Right.
Whatever. He's still a fuckhead.
Yeah. Fuck him.
What's he doing now? He's in Japan. Good for him.
Being French.
Being French in Japan, I'm sure that's working out for him.
Well, I'm sure he showed up and they, like, because when you get to Japan, you get a complimentary mecha. So he's probably got, like, the La Resistance Megazord now. It's got, like, little accent marks on it. Megazord. Megazord.
Megazord.
Megazord.
Je ne le tue le bâton. Well, now I can actually say that there are people in WWE younger than me, so I still feel like a failure.
Oh, yeah, so we need a Mega Baguette power now! We stop you now! You will have a glass of our delicious wine! I sound like the fucking candle from Beauty and the Beast.
Cody Rhodes is 28, so he is our age.
I thought you were about to say the candle from Beauty and the Beast was Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes was the candle from Beauty and the Beast. Jerry Orbach died, so they needed to find a new voice for him.
Beast, you've got to try to be more dashing. And then he beat the beast with a lap. The Bast beat the Bast with a bum 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 bum. Welcome to ARG, the podcast where we don't fucking know what we're saying.
Now I'm determined to find a wrestler younger than me that I can be pissed at.
How old's Zach Gowen? He's like permanently 19, isn't he?
Who?
Zach Gowen?
He's like 40. He's 30.
30? Cody's 28, so... How old's Reigns?
Roman Reigns... he is 28. Fuck you too, Reigns.
What about Rollins? I don't think Ambrose is like early 30s, I think. Or maybe he just looks
early. There we go. Seth Rollins is 27. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Seth Rollins.
Fuck you and your two-tone hair and your scruffy beard.
I hate you, not CM Punk. That's who they are now. Ambrose, Rollins, not CM Punk.
Way to be shitty and young, not Punk.
Oh, look, it's the fake Edge superstar.
This has gone on for an hour and a half. Click end. Click end, we're done.
We're doing so well, though. We've had an enraptured... We should take 3 weeks at a time off. We're so rested and
you come back 3 weeks later and just be like,
oh. You know, 3 weeks later, Mike still fucking hates Seth Rollins. Fucking Seth Rollins.
I'm gonna hate him forever now.
Ever. I hate you, Seth Rollins, by sheer fate of being a year younger than me.
Yeah, you dick.
Or could your dad have plowed your mom a few months earlier? God damn it, Seth Rollins. Son, some tiny bearded man showed up on my doorstep and chastised me for not fucking your mom earlier in life. Was it Hornswoggle? I told him not to do that anymore.
Told him to stay away.
I can almost see you like, you! Why didn't you fuck her sooner? It's just feels like a very Mike situation.
What's wrong with you? I would have fucked her.
I would have fucked her. Oh, are you guys watching Hook?
Scooch over. Give me that popcorn.
Scooch over. God, I'd have fucked you like a year ahead of time. You'd have been so pregnant. Your child would already be WWE champion. Just kidding. With my genes, he'd only get in TNA. I love this part. What a weird podcast this has been. Any final words, Mike?
I'm going to go kill myself.
Is it safe to assume the highlight from this week's show is I'd have fucked her way sooner?
Yeah, I'd have fucked her.
Mike got a time machine, and all he did was go back to time, grab Seth Rollins' dad, and said, I'd have fucked her by now. What's your excuse?
What's your problem? Get in there.
And then he got some Ecto Cooler, I see, and came back. That's literally all he did.
I would not get Ecto Cooler, I see. That stuff was awful.
Yeah, but it sells for like $500 a box on eBay now.
I know.
You gotta have something to fund your time travel trips. That shit ain't cheap. Just like in a supermarket, like loading a cart up with Hi-C Ecto Cooler yelling at Seth Rollins' dad. You gotta go fuck her right now. Put a baby in her. Do it now.
That phrase, put a baby in her, I'm imagining a fully formed baby. Trying to shove it inside her. You gotta get pregnant. Put this in you.
Alright. Your body's used to thaw the baby out. What we do is we lube it up real quick. Get the baby frozen. It's in like a block of ice. And the uterus warms it up with its natural warmth.
I have this cryo baby. We just gotta shove his new cooch in.
So you lube up the baby's ice torpedo. And you like... Just like, gotta get behind the thing and really push. Because it's gotta be a tight seal or else your baby's gonna fall out before it's thawed. And I mean, you know, you ever, like, ate something microwaved that wasn't really cooked all the way through? You don't want your baby to be like that. You just gotta get, like, a mallet, like a little rubber mallet, because you don't want to break the baby. And you just gotta, like, knock that shit. Good night.